Here's an audio test for game number 5 between Kannapolis and Salem on MILB.TV. Here's an audio test for microphone number 2 between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yes, Christmas in July night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Game 5 of the 6-game series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox are set to get underway. Kannapolis comes in today with a 38-47 overall record, while the Red Sox sit at 45-40 on the season. We'll take a look at the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers starting lineup to get things going. Second baseman number 12, Andy Atwood, leads things off, followed by the third baseman and number 10, Wes Kath. The designated hitter tonight for Kannapolis, it's number 17, Colby Smelly, and he bats third in the order. Hitting cleanup, it's the right fielder, number 25, DJ Gladney, followed by the first baseman and number 7, Wilfred Verez. The left fielder, number 21, Benjamin Bailey, bats 6th, while the catcher, number 8, Victor Torres, bats 7th. Shortstop, number 1, Wilbur Sanchez, bats 8th, and then rounding up the order, it's the center fielder and number 4, James Beard on the mound today for the Salem Red Sox to try to calm down the Kannapolis Cannonballers' bats. It's number 18 right-handed pitcher in Hunter Dobbins as he will take on the mound and try to follow up a very splendid performance that he tossed against the Delmarva Shorebirds in his last outing. On the season, Dobbins does not have a decision next to his name, but he does have 7 starts with 2.860 ERA. Also on the year, the 27 and two-thirds innings of work. He's only getting up 25 hits and 8 earned runs. The accuracy of Dobbins, though, has been the bright spot. 5 walked batters, struck out 28 this season, and his opponent's batting average is a pretty marvelous 243. So Dobbins' warm-up is done. The Red Sox defense getting set, and stepping up to the plate is Andy Atwood. The Red Sox can clinch the series today over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they have won 3 of the first 4 contests, including back-to-back wins, 3-2 on Thursday night, 5-0 yesterday. And we are underway at Salem as Atwood will drive this out towards right field, and coming in is Gonzalez to make the grab for out number one. 6:09 p.m. is our first pitch time here at Salem. 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to straightaway center here at Carilion Clinic Field, and we're just underway, but we already have one out in the contest, and Atwood line drive out towards right field and Gonzalez. Now Wes Kath at the plate. First pitch he takes is a called strike number one by our home plate umpire of Ellie Melton. Chad Patterson out on the base paths tonight. 0-1 pitch from Dobbins, hard hit grounder right side. It's scooped up by Bonassi, and the throw over to Miller is in time for out number two. 2 quick outs in this top of the first inning. 87 degrees Fahrenheit, partly cloudy skies. It is a Christmas in July themed night. I mean, Santa Claus is in the building. A direct flight from the North Pole down here to Salem, but it was a hot one today out in Southwest Virginia, and we're able to see the Salem Red Sox are able to heat things up and try to get the series today over Kannapolis. We now move down the order to Colby Smelly as Dobbins' first pitch is low for ball number one. Smelly, the DH tonight for Kannapolis, was in the lineup yesterday. Didn't have a really big showing for Kannapolis, and he takes the pitch on the outside edge for a called strike number one. So far this series, Colby Smelly, 1 of 9, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts for Kannapolis. A 1-1 count in a scoreless game between the Red Sox and Cannonballers as the breaking ball will drop below the zone for ball two. An appeal down to Chad Patterson said the batter did not go. 2-1 is the count. Dobbins with the kick and the delivery. It's Smelly, a red-hot shot. Backhand play by Miller, and he'll do the work himself as he touches first for an out number three of the top of the first. The 1-2-3 frame from Hunter Dobbins and the Salem Red Sox gets this contest underway. We'll get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back on the other side of this break on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, a 0-0 game between Kannapolis and Salem. But let's get you the starting lineup today of the Salem Red Sox as they try to go for 3 straight wins over the Cannonballers. Leading things off, it's the third baseman, number 9, Edison Paulino, followed by the center fielder, number 16, Carson Simas. Shortstop, number 10, Marcelo Meyer, bats third, while the designated hitter tonight for the Red Sox bats fourth, and his name is Blaze Jordan, who wears number 25 for Salem. The second baseman, number 19, Brayer Bonazzi, bats fifth in the lineup, while Tyler Miller, the first baseman, who reps number 14, is sixth. The catcher, 13, Gilberto Mexicano, bats seventh. The right fielder, number 28, Brian Gonzalez, bats eighth. And then rounding out the order for the Red Sox, it is number one, and the left fielder, Keir Meredith. Cole Simas on the mound, and if that name sounds familiar to Salem Red Sox fans, it's because it's the brother of Carson Simas, But before we get that brotherly feud out on the mound, we will see Edison Paulino at the plate. First pitch drives it out towards right center field. It falls for a base hit in the gap. Paulino turns at first. It gets past Gladney at right field. Paulino at second. He's thinking three. Here's the throw from Atwood to Captain. It's not in time. It's a leadoff triple for Edison Paulino. And the Red Sox offense is brewing in the bottom of the first. A misplay by Gladney out in right field allowed the baseball to trickle its way down towards the gap. And Paulino lost his helmet on the run. But a great run from Paulino, who slid head first in the third. The throw was not going to be in time as much as West Kath hoped it to be. And here it is, folks, the first ever meeting between Cole Seamus and Carson Seamus. It's happening right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll see which one is able to get the better end of it as the first pitch is a breaking ball into the zone for a called strike number one. Bill Seamus and the family being here this week as well to watch the Salem Red Sox and Kannapolis Cannonballers play. As Seamus will swing and miss for strike number two, and Cole Seamus has a nice lead in the at-bat as the count goes to 0-2. They never played against each other, though. Brothers always were playing on the same team, although Carson is a little younger. He played up a level to be with his brother Cole. So the pitcher Seamus steps in on the 0-2 pitch, and the breaking ball is just upstairs. And Carson Seamus' eye is able to make the count go to 1-2. Seamus, the batter, is a 175 batting average this season with a single home run and 14 RBIs. As Seamus looks to get the first out of the game as it's swung on and missed by Carson Seamus. And Cole takes advantage of that brotherly rivalry as it's the first out of the first inning. And he's able to respond after the Edison Paulino triple. So Carson Seamus goes down at the plate. And now shortstop number 10, Marcella Meyer, steps in. Paulino with that leadoff triple still at third base as he seeks to be the first run of the contest for the Red Sox. First pitch to Meyer, a swing on an upstairs breaking ball for strike number one. Cole Seamus this season is coming back from an injury that he sustained earlier on this season. But it's been a solid right-handed pitcher for this Kannapolis side. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Meyer. It's popped up down the left side, and it looks like it will get out of play about four rows up on the third base side, and the count goes to 0-2. 12th appearance this season for Carson Seamus, his seventh on the road. We've seen him, and he's had some really good performances this season, including one back on April 12th where he struck out 13 Down East Ducks. Meyer, deep drive out towards center. James Beer moving back on the track, and he makes the grab. But this will surely bring in Edison Paulino as he tags from third and scores. And the Red Sox strike first. It's a 1-0 lead for Salem in the bottom of the first inning. Meyer picks up the RBI. And a sacrifice flyout brings Blaze Jordan to the plate with the bases clear. So 1-0 is our new score here in Salem. And once again, the Red Sox find a way to strike first. It's been pretty good so far this week. The two games that they took the early lead and score before Kannapolis, they're 2-0. So, hey, hopefully that turns to a 3-0 for the Red Sox. First pitch to Blaze Jordan, ripped down the left field side. It falls for a base hit. Another one-pitch base hit for Salem Red Sox. This time, it's the designated hitter, Blaze Jordan, who records a two-out single. So two hits already for the Salem Red Sox, and it was an odd performance last night on the offensive end for the Salem side. No base hits brought in any runs yesterday. It was an odd game for scorekeepers alike. As now we see Brian Bonazzi at the plate. First pitch is going to be just off the plate for ball number one. You had two pass balls that brought in some runners. You also had two sacrifice flies. And then you had a Carson Seamus swing and a miss on a strike three. But it was a drop strike three. And Blaze Jordan was able to score from second. The 1-0 pitch is on the way. And it goes low for ball number two. Salem was able to record their first shutout of the season since May 10th. And yesterday's 5-0 win as Bonassi will watch the pitch break into the zone for a called strike one. That game came against the Delmarva Shorebirds, a 1-0 win for the Salem Red Sox. And their first game of the season up in Salisbury, so first shutout here in Salem in quite some time. 2-1 count, pitches on the way to Bonassi, and it breaks in just too much for ball number three. And a hitter's pitch comes up for Brainerd Bonassi. Worth the note that he's in the left-handed batter's box against the right-handed pitcher in Seamus. Jordan with a little bit of a lead at first. Here's the hitter's pitch to Bonassi, and he will take it low for ball number four. And Cole Seamus gives the free pass to Brainerd Bonassi. And now runners on first and second for the Red Sox in the bottom of the first. Tyler Miller is the next man up for the Red Sox. The first baseman has a wonderful opportunity here with two outs but two runners aboard to try to extend this Salem Red Sox 1-0 lead. Jordan at second base, Bonassi at first, and now Miller in the batter's box. He must look at second and fires the pitch to Miller, and it's into the zone for a called strike one. Looking at the defense today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Benjamin Bailey out in left field, James Beard at center field, and DJ Gladney out in right for the Cannonballers. We'll get into the infield after this 0-1 pitch as Seamus looks at Jordan, now fires away, and Miller's eye is able to make sure not to swing at that fastball off the plate for ball number one. Wes Kath at third base today, Wilbur Sanchez at shortstop, Andy Atwood at second base, Wilfred Veras at first. Behind the dish tonight for Kannapolis, it is Victor Torres. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Miller, and this is fouled into the screen for strike number two. Well, Kannapolis will have their work cut out for them as they try to come from behind. It's been kind of a slump for them offensively. They haven't scored a run since the top of the fifth inning on Thursday night. If you add it up, quick maths here, about 13 innings and now even 14 being blanked in the top of the first. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Miller, and it goes just inside for ball number two. So now we operate at Deuces Wild with two balls, two strikes, with two away. Two runners aboard for the Red Sox with Jordan at second and Bonassi at first. Count is even. Here's the pitch from Seamus. Miller will put a chopper down the first base side. Easy grounder for Veras. He'll do the work himself and touch first for out number three. So the Red Sox do strand two base runners to end off the first inning, but they take the early 1-0 lead over Kannapolis thanks to a Marcelo Meyer sacrifice fly who was able to score Edison Paulino with that spectacular leadoff triple. It's 1-0 Red Sox. Second inning up next. Cannonballers, middle of the order, tries to get things going for the visitors. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead 1-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the middle of the order is due up for Kannapolis. It starts off with DJ Gladney on this first pitch from Hunter Dobbins as a called strike number one. Fastball to start the inning off for Dobbins. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work back in the first, and the 0-1 pitch to Gladney. Check swing foul towards the backstop for strike number two. So Kannapolis still seeks to get their first base runner of the game as they now are in a one-run deficit. After Marcelo Meyer sacrifice fly, scores Edison Paulino. The 0-2 pitch to Gladney, and the breaking ball misses just a little bit too low for ball number one. So it's DJ Gladney, Wilfred Verraz, and Bendamy Bailey here in the second inning for the Cannonballers. Dobbins a long look in on the 1-2. Here's the kick in the delivery, and Gladney shoots this out towards left center field. It falls for a base hit. Simas will try to cut it off, but it hits off his glove, and now Gladney's thinking too. Here's the throw to second, and not in time as Gladney slides in safe, and Bonassi's tag not in time. Don't know how they're going to officially score that one. Might be a single, an advancement by DJ Gladney. But anyways, it's the first Cannonballers hit of the day. So Gladney definitely had the single. And then it ricocheted off of Simas' glove out in center field. And the way it bounced off was a backhand attempt by Simas. So now it's Wilfred Verraz, the first baseman for Kannapolis. And he's in business now with the runner in scoring position. First pitch is fouled up and over the netting down towards the 305 section here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox today are repping the red uniforms with the blue Red Sox going across the front of the uniform, and they have the blue lettering, or the blue numbering, I should say, on the back of the uniform. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a fastball that catches the zone for a called strike two. Along with that uniform, they're going with the blue Salem Red Sox cap with the red S on the front with the white baseball pants as well in their uniform. 0-2 count. Dobbins with a look at Gladney. Fires away. Verraz will swing and miss as it's into the glove of Mayicano for strike number three. And Hunter Dobbins picks up the first out of the second. So with one away in the top of the second, it is now Bendamy Bailey who will come to the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And he does have a runner at second base with DJ Gladney. So they do count it as a single in an error. So Gladney does record that base hit, which brings his hit streak to now six. Pretty good work by the cleanup hitter as the first pitch to Bailey goes low of the zone for ball number one. And so now a 1-0 count to the number six hitter in the order. Dobbins with a kick and the deal, and the pitch is into the zone for a called strike number one by Melton. Meanwhile, for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they're going with their gray baseball uniforms with the blue Kannapolis going across the front of their uniform with the red numbering off to the left side of their uniform. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bailey, and it goes inside for ball number two. Along with that baseball uniform, they also have the gray baseball pants, and they're using the same cap that we've seen Kannapolis use all series long, and more of a blue cap with the Cannonballers logo up in the front with the red bill. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Bailey check swing. It's a called strike two. Not on the check swing by Bailey, but that fastball does catch the zone for strike number two. So the count is even at two balls and two strikes with one away. It's a 1-0 Salem Red Sox lead, but Kannapolis does have a runner in scoring position with Gladney at second. Here's the 2-2 from Dobbins. Bailey holds and the breaking ball misses low for ball number three. So full count here for Bailey. As he seeks to get aboard. Been a part of the lineup multiple times this week. 1-4 the series. Hot shot left side. It gets through for a base hit. Gladney had to hold at second for a bit, so he halts at third. And into first, it's Bailey as a throw comes in from Simas. And Miller is able to stop it before it gets out of hand as the cutoff man. So runners on the corners now for Kannapolis after a pair of singles get their offense brewing here in the second. So now Victor Torres, who has had a pretty solid week for this Kannapolis side as well. In his first game against the Salem Red Sox, he hit a home run and a double as well. He is 3 of 7 this week. And he looks to try to maybe add to that RBI total. First pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. 3 RBIs this week for Torres. 19 on the season, 5 home runs, a .245 batting average. Gladney at third base and Bailey at first as Torres will lift this up out towards the left center field. Seamus tracking it down, makes the grab in stride for out number 2. But Gladney tags up from third base and scores. And we got a brand new ball game in Salem. It's the Cannonballers 1, it's the Red Sox 1 in the top of the second. So now both runs have been scored today by sacrifice flyouts to center field. And Seamus had to really track down a well-hit ball from Torres. That was heading out deep towards the gap, but he was able to track it down. Bailey held at first base, so he remains on the corner as Wilbur Sanchez at the plate fouls off the first pitch into the netting for strike number 2. Let's get you that Salem Red Sox defense, shall we? Keir Meredith out in left field. Carson Seamus in center field. Brian Gonzalez out in right field. Edison Paulino at third base. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Brandon Bonazzi at second. Tyler Miller at first. Gilberto Mayacano behind the plate catches the pitch, but it actually ricochets off the glove towards the left side. But the Salem catcher is able to jump on him quickly and hold Bailey at first base. So that brings the count to 1-1. That was just a bit too inside. Dobbins on the mound pitching for the Salem Red Sox. Fires away to Sanchez, and the fastball is able to locate in the zone for strike 2. One 2 count on this warm Saturday evening. Sunshine with a little bit of clouds in the area. Gotta be a hot one for the players out there. 1-2 pitch to Sanchez as he reaches up and fouls it down the right field side. It will hook out of play, and Sanchez's at-bat will continue. Well, this is a batter who would really love to get his week going on the Saturday contest. 0-12 so far this week for Kannapolis. His only 2 on-base appearances came with walks. 1-2 pitch as Sanchez rips this down the left field side, and this one hooks into the Red Sox bullpen. So we've seen it go to right field, we've seen it go on the left field. But Sanchez just doing his job and firing off any pitches in the at-bat to stay alive. Bailey at first base for Kannapolis. Sanchez at the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Dobbins. He kicks and delivers as Sanchez will pop it up. A little blooper that will stay in the infield. Some communication as Miller will let it drop in foul territory. And the at-bat continues for Sanchez. Well, it seemed like almost everyone on the right side of the field was trying to avoid catching that baseball as Miller was trying to make a Willie Mays-like catch out in foul territory. And those checking on the MILB.TV stream, you can see Bonassi and Gonzalez coming towards it, but Miller was probably the one who had the most chance of making that catch, but he never really turned towards the ball. He stayed towards the back. So Sanchez, in an odd way, continues this at-bat with another foul ball. We'll see if that hurts the Red Sox here in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch. Sanchez will watch, and it misses low and away for ball number 2. 2-2 count. Good crowd tonight here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as well. We had over 5,000 fans yesterday for Fireworks Friday and also Marvel Superheroes Night. And a good crowd here for Christmas in July. Some Santa Claus hats around the ballpark. 2-2 pitch. Sanchez will pop it up, and this one is in foul territory again. And what a battle we have between Dobbins and Sanchez. We had some pretty lengthy at-bats as well yesterday. Some great battles at the plate. Here's another great one as well. Deuces Wild pitches away. Sanchez will sit patiently and watch him miss low and away for ball number 3. 2 outs in the top of the second inning, a 1-1 game between Kannapolis and Salem. Cannonballers is able to tie it up in the top half of the second inning with a sacrifice fly off the bat of Victor Torres. Here's a 3-2 pitch. It's popped up in foul territory. Might be playable for Mayacano or Miller, but instead it falls about 5 rows up on the first base side. And guess what? Sanchez has delivered yet another Christmas present to a fan. And in this at-bat, he is just as great as Santa Claus. He gets both sides as well. We've seen the third base side. We've seen the right side as well. But the question is, who will win this at-bat between Hunter Dobbins and Wilbur Sanchez? Count is full. Pitches away. Sanchez will swing. Chopper down the third base side. And guess what? It's foul. Paulino diving attempt towards his right side. It stayed fair for about 60 to 70 feet, but it just turned left right before reaching the bag at the corner. Well, this is a battle you want to see from Sanchez, most likely a cleanup guy for this team. But the 12th pitch of the at-bat, Sanchez pops it up towards right field, and camping underneath of it is going to be Brian Gonzalez as he puts an inning to an end. But Canapolis is able to erase their one-run deficit off the sacrifice fly by Victor Torres to score DJ Gladney. 1-1 is our score. Bottom of the second inning up next here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. 1-1 is our score. Bottom of the second inning. And the bottom three of the order is due up for the Salem Red Sox, with Gilberto Mexicano set to lead things off alongside Brian Gonzalez, and then ends up with Keir Meredith as the first pitch to Mexicano, a breaker that catches the outside edge for a called strike number one. Mexicano not in the lineup yesterday, so he makes his return for the Salem Red Sox. A great hitter for the Salem side, 286 on the season. And here's the 0-1 pitch to Mexicano, another slider that misses away for ball number two. So the Red Sox were able to record two base hits in the bottom of the first inning, but the way the run was scored was a sacrifice fly by Marcelo Meyer. Picks up yet another RBI for the Salem side. 1-1 pitch to Mexicano, and that one is able to catch the zone for a called strike two. The breaking ball just found the outside corner. And Seamus is happy to hear that one hit the glove in the zone. So 1-2 is the count. Seamus will kick and deliver to Mexicano, and this one misses just away for ball number two. That was a good patience there from Mexicano, as an appeal is set by Victor Torres down the first base side, but Chad Patterson said he did not go. It came a little late, but Mexicano's able to stay in the bat. 2-2 pitch, Mexicano, hard chopper, third base side. Nice backhand play by Kath. Throw over to first in time to get out number one. Well, he's not the number six prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization for nothing, as Kath makes it look easy out on the corner, and the throw is just as nice over to his fellow corner infielder and Wilfred Vuras. So one away to start off the bottom of the second inning. We remain in a 1-1 game as Brian Gonzalez has the empty base paths at the plate. First pitch, the breaker misses away for ball number one. 1-0 is the count. Gonzalez also returning to the lineup today. Did not play for Salem last night, as the 1-0 breaker is into the zone again for strike number one. Man, Cole Seamus really finding his groove on that off-speed pitch. That one came at 80 miles per hour, and it's just catching that outside edge. 1-1 pitch. Gonzalez up the middle. It gets through for a base hit. It squeezes out towards center field. Gonzalez will hold for a single, and it's a two-out base hit. One out base hit here in the second. Got my innings and outs messed up, but Gonzalez, a hot shot that goes right over second base as it trickles out towards center field, and the Red Sox are able to record their third base hit of the contest. Triple by Paulino, a single by Jordan, and a single by Gonzalez. And now we get to see Keir Meredith for the first time today. First pitch on the way to Salem's number one is into the zone for a called strike one. And I think that's something that the Red Sox batters are going to have to adjust to in this game. Those off-speed pitches that are catching that outside edge. They may not think that it's catching the zone, but it is, according to Ellie Melson. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Merrith will take it on the inside pitch for ball number one. It's fastball by Seamus, hitting 92 miles per hour. Gonzalez at first base for Salem. 1-1 is the count with one away as Gonzalez takes off. Merrith will pop this deep out towards right center field. This will be playable for one of the Canapolis outfielders as James Beard calls off DJ Gladney. And Gonzalez will have to retreat back to first as the second out of the inning is squeezed by Beard. So that's our first run through the order for the Salem Red Sox, and a pretty good run through. Picked up one run with three base hits. And this was the man that sparked that early offense for the Red Sox. Edison Paulino with a triple back in the first. We'll see who was able to have up his stocking here in the second. A little Christmas pun there as the first pitch misses low and inside for ball number one. A little bit of a lead for Gonzalez at first base as Veras is covering the bag. Here's the 1-0 and a hot chopper. That goes foul down the first base side for strike number one. Edison Paulino in last night's contest for the Salem Red Sox did not reach base all night long as the 1-1 breaker misses just outside for ball two. And the night for Salem, he struck out once and grounded out three times in the leadoff spot, but that didn't hinder Luke Mons to put him right back in that position today, and it's already paid off. 2-1 pitch to Paulino, and that fastball catches the zone for strike two. Paulino knew it too. He went down that crouching formation after the ball hit the glove of Torres, and all I can do is hear Ellie Melton call strike two. So the juice is wild now as Paulino calls for time at the plate. A 1-1 game so far between Canapolis and Salem. Red Sox struck first in the first inning, but the Canapolis responded with a run as well in the top of the second. 2-2 is the count. Seamus kicks and deals. Gonzalez goes, and Paulino swings and misses for strike number three, the second punch out of the night for Seamus, and that ends the second inning. So a base hit by Gonzalez, but he's stranded on the base paths, and we stay 1-1. Going into the third here at Salem. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the third inning. It's a 1-1 game between Salem and Canapolis. Both teams able to find a single run in their respective innings as the first pitch to James Beard's fouled straight up and over to the right side for strike number one. Salem striking first in the opening inning of the game. And then Kannapolis responding in the next half inning in the top of the second. And for Kannapolis, he'll go 9-1-2 here in the third as Beard will swing and miss for strike number two. James Beard ricocheted a double off the left field wall yesterday as time is called by James Beard. 0-2 is the count, and I don't know if the viewers on MILB.TV can clearly see it or not, but here at Salem today, it is Christmas in July night as Dobbins fires the 0-2 pitch upstairs for ball number one, but a little snowflake behind home plate today as well. Does not feel like wintertime today, though, as the 1-2 pitch gets him looking on the outside corner for a called strike number three, and Dobbins has a second punch out of the night, his first looking, and it starts off the third. Good location by Hunter Dobbins, and that's his first time through the order. He only gives up two base hits. He strikes out two batters, and he doesn't walk a single batter as well. So that ratio on the season for strikeouts to walks has increased to 6-1. So Andy Atwood at the plate, check swing on the first pitch as it's into the zone for a called strike number one. And Andy Atwood, his first time up, popped up towards the right fielder, Brian Gonzalez. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Atwood drives it down the right field side, and it will ricochet off of the Kannapolis bullpen out in right field and brings the count to 0-2. Also on the big board today, using Christmas themes to decorate the players, including Andy Atwood right now, who has a big red nose with antlers on it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. 0-2 pitch to Atwood. Hot shot right side. This will get through Bonassi out towards right field for a base hit. It's a one-out single for Andy Atwood, and he's aboard for the first time today in the top of the third. And for Atwood, you can now make that seven straight games where he has gotten on base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Some big streaks on the line today for many players. DJ Gladney already extending his. Wes Kath back in the lineup today, taking the only day off so far as Kath will pop this up towards left field. Moving towards foul territory is Keir Meredith, and he will not get to the ball in time as it lands right in front of the Red Sox bullpen for strike number one. One one is our score. Both teams with three hits so far today. We are in the top of the third inning at Salem, Virginia, and the shade is just starting to make its way out towards the field as we speak. We start off an hour earlier on Saturdays and 2 hours earlier on Sundays, and less shade for these players as the weekend comes, as Kath will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch for strike number two. Kath is 0-1 so far tonight for Kannapolis. He grounded out to Bringer Bonassi back in the first inning. He's got a runner aboard with Andy Atwood as Dobbins calls for time, as I believe that something is maybe in his eye. Doesn't take long for Dobbins to get it out of his eye, though, and hopefully that doesn't focus up, change what is going in this at-bat. Atwood takes off, 0-2 pitch, fouled off by Kath, as I think it hit off the body of Gilberto Mexicano as well, so Atwood makes his way back towards first and will stay at an 0-2 count. With their win last night, the Salem Red Sox are able to move back above 500 for their second half record of a 10-9 now. Here's the 0-2. It skips in front of Mexicano. He loses it for a brief moment, and Atwood's off towards second as he gets into the base with no throwdown from Mexicano. And not only is the double play ball of effect, Kannapolis also has a runner in scoring position. A 1-2 count coming up for Wes Kath, a 229 hitter this year for Kannapolis. 9 home runs, 34 RBIs as he swings and misses on the 1-2 as it's into the dirt. And Mexicano addresses the tag for strike number three. And he can make that strikeout number three on the day, second of the inning for Dobbins. As Wes Kath just was fooled by the breaker and he had no chance at getting down the first base, so he just accepts his fate as Mexicano tags him. We were talking about the streaks as well. Colby Smelly with a 10-game on-base streak as he will foul off the first pitch and a slow roller that heads towards the Salem dugout. Grounded out to Tyler Miller, his first time up, an 0 of 1 day so far for the Kannapolis DH. Down 0-1 in the hole. And the fastball registers at 91 miles per hour, and it catches the upstairs half for strike number two. So smelling an 0-2 hole, Andy Atwood at second base after recording the single, then advancing to the bag off of pass ball. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Smelly will shoot this straight back into the backstop and will stay at 0-2. Red Sox and Cannonballers tied up at one apiece. Smelly has the best OBP of this Kannapolis side of a 431. Also, it's tied for the most doubles with 16, and this is a hot shot. Paulino diving play. He steps up and throws to Miller on the money for out number three. What a play by Edison Paulino. He's not your traditional third baseman, folks, but he gets the job done to end the top of the third inning, and it stays 1-1 between Salem and Kannapolis coming up in the bottom of the third inning. We will get to see Carson Simas, Marcelo Meyer, and Blaze Jordan right here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and what a better way to start off the bottom of the third inning than a Simas v. Simas battle yet again. 1-1 is our score between Kannapolis and Salem as Cole Simas fires the first pitch, a called strike one off a 90-mile-per-hour fastball to get the inning started off. Well, Cole Simas got the better end of the first at-bat as he struck out his brother Carson, which was the first out of the game for Cole Simas. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Carson Simas. Hot shot down the third base side. Kath can't handle it, and it squirts on out towards left field, and Carson Simas is aboard. The leadoff batter gets on for the Red Sox, and Simas is able to recover after that early strikeout. For our viewing audience, you're checking out what Simas, a red-hot shot to the third base side, and Kath almost made a great backhanded attempt to get the baseball. But it will not count as a hit for Simas. Instead, it will be an error on Wes Kath as it ricocheted off of his glove. So Marcelo Meyer making a second at-bat of the game. 0 of 0 so far today as the first pitch breaks inside and misses the zone for ball number one. Well, Marcelo Meyer drove in his 34th run of the season earlier in the game where he had a sacrifice pop-up towards center field that scored Edison Paulino back in the first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meyer. Hard hit ball down the first base side. Just foul for strike number one. I mean, that thing just reached the right field wall. That's how fast that ball came off the barrel of Marcelo Meyer. It looked good for about the first 15 feet, but then quickly went into foul territory. And I think Wilfred Veras on the corner is very happy to see that it bounced foul, because that would have been a tough play for the first baseman of Kannapolis. Here's the pitch to Meyer, and the 1-1 misses low and away for ball number two. So Carson Simas on at first base after the Wes Kath error. The first by Kannapolis on the day. Seamus with one as well. The scoreboard looks eerily just deja vu on both. One run, three hits, one error for Kannapolis as well as Salem. 2-1 pitch to Meyer, and this is fouled off his foot. No pain, though, for Marcelo Meyer. But it is a foul ball, and the count goes to 2-2. Well, we're reaching about a month into the second half of the season, believe it or not, and we are heading into the All-Star break. Monday through Thursday, no minor league action happening throughout the AAA all the way down to the single-A level. 2-2 pitch to Meyer, and the pitch goes inside and misses for ball number three. Of course, no Salem Red Sox making the Futures game on Sunday. Just a little fun fact. Pete Crow Armstrong, that actually played here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, is a part of the Futures game representing the National League. Seamus takes off. 3-2 pitch. It gets him for strike number three. The tag at second, not in time. So Meyer is struck out the plate looking as Seamus picks up his third strikeout of the day. But Carson Seamus gets a solid jump at first and moves into scoring position. You see the reaction by Marcelo Meyer. He thought that the pitch was just a little too low for the strike call, but Meyer is retired. And now we move down to Blaze Jordan. One away in the bottom of the third inning. A 1-1 score between Kannapolis and Salem. Pitch away to Jordan. Swing on the first one. Blau chopper to the top of Sanchez. Throw to first in time for one. Throw back to third to try to get Seamus. And they get him. It is a 6-3-5 double play. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers get out of the frame. And Cole Seamus going over to talk to Carson Seamus for a little bit right after that play, thinking that he could advance the third on this defense that he has. So through the first three innings of play, it's 1-1 between Salem and Kannapolis. A fun pitcher's duel so far here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and what a way to start off the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as DJ Gladney records yet another base hit, a red hot shot single in between the gap of Paulino and Meyer at third base and shortstop as Gladney just picked up a second single of the day to start off the fourth. Two times where Gladney has led off in today's game as Dobbins fires the first pitch. And here's one by Veras, and it goes the same way towards left. Back-to-back base hits off of a 2-1 pitch at bats. And now Veras is aboard for the first time today. And with runners on first and second base, Kannapolis is seeking to try to grab their first lead of the ballgame. Apologies for the late intro here to the top of the fourth inning. A 1-1 ball game between Kannapolis and Salem. As Dobbins will step in and fire the pitch, and it will go into the zone for a called strike number one. Benamy Bailey at the plate, and he picked up a single last time up back in the second inning. So we'll see what he's able to do here in the fourth as he pops up the 0-1 pitch. It will go over the netting and into the seats for strike number two. A scoreless third inning of play between both sides as Salem scored in the first inning and then Kannapolis scored in the second. And now on the 0-2 pitch, Bailey slow roller. This one will stay fair as Dobbins comes off the mound. Throw back at the first base off the money, but Miller is able to glove it. But he was not on first base, so Bailey is aboard with an infield single. And then three straight base hits by Kannapolis, and the Cannonballers have the bases loaded with Victor Torres coming to the plate. So Dobbins is in a little bit of a trouble right now with the three singles by DJ Gladney, Wilfred Veraz, and Benamy Bailey in this fourth inning. Corner infield scoot in. Torres will swing at the first pitch. This one will go foul down the third base side. Surprised he didn't get to see a visit from Nick Green after the three straight singles by Gladney, Veraz, and Bailey. So that's the order of how they are on the base paths right now. Gladney at third base, Veraz at second, and on first base is Bailey. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Torres, hot shot grounder, and this one bounces foul out towards the Salem bullpen, and the count goes to 0-2. So force outs on any base, and this one just sort of just happened, right? I mean, one pitch at bats for DJ Gladney and Wilfred Veraz. Bailey at least had two pitches. And suddenly everyone's aboard for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Torres, and he will reach out and foul this one back. And he'll stay alive as the count goes to 0-2. Torres has driven in the only run of the day for Kannapolis. A sacrifice fly out towards deep center field by Carson Simas scored DJ Gladney. And it could be almost the same situation here in the fourth. 0-2 is the count. 1-1 is the ball game score. Here's the pitch. Torres, hot shot to Miller. He gloves it, throw back to home, and it can't be made by Mayakano. It gets past the catcher. Gladney scores. Veraz scores. In the third is Bailey, and Torres into second, and Kannapolis leads 3-1 over the Salem Red Sox. It was picture perfect until Mayakano took his eyes off the ball and it hit off his glove towards the backstop. And now Nick Green will jog on out and talk with Hunter Dobbins and Yoberto Mayakano. Just a tough break there for Mayakano because Miller had an excellent backhanded glove. And I think Mayakano was thinking too much in advance. He was trying to make sure he got the out at home with the force out, and then he wanted to laser it back up the line towards first to get the double play. But instead, Salem does not get any outs. Kannapolis scores two runs, and the Cannonballers now have two runners in scoring position. So an E2 will go against Mayakano, and that is now the second error of the game for the Salem Red Sox on the defensive side. And now Dobbins fires the first pitch to Sanchez and a good block by Mayakano. You could see the frustration on Mayakano once the ball got past him. He just visibly looked so frustrated at himself. And Hunter Dobbins doing a good job as the other half of the battery trying to calm his catcher down, make sure it's nothing too bad, as Dobbins will fire the first pitch upstairs, or should I say the second pitch upstairs, for ball number two. 2-0 count in this 3-1 ball game in which Kannapolis leads Salem. 2-0 pitch from Dobbins. Sanchez will swing and miss for strike number one. Last time up, the Kannapolis shortstop popped out towards right field, where Brian Gonzalez was able to glove the ball for the third out of the frame. Now a 2-1 count. Dobbins steps in, and Sanchez fouls this one straight back, and the count's at 2-2. Well, three unanswered runs by the Cannonballers, And they now lead 3-1 over the Salem Red Sox. Top of the fourth inning here on MILB.TV. Andy Losey here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Appreciate you guys tuning in on this Saturday night. Clouds providing some shade here at the ballpark. It's the 2-2 pitch. It's a fastball that misses away for ball number three. And the count now reads full. Sanchez with 17 RBIs this year for the Cannonballers can definitely add on to the significant inning that Kannapolis has been brewing. Payoff pitch. Dobbins to Sanchez. Lifted up towards right field. Gonzalez coming in hot and will make the catch. Tagging up from third is Bailey. Here comes the throw from Gonzalez. It's on the money but not in time as Bailey slides in safe. Torres goes to third. And I don't think Gonzalez could have thrown it any better towards home, but Bailey's speed is able to score. And now Wilbur Sanchez grabs an RBI with the sacrifice pop-up. I mean, that was a great throw from Sanchez. May have been just a little too high, though, as Gilberto Mexicano had to jump up to make the catch. Although it wasn't over his head, he was just making sure that he didn't interfere with the runner at third. And now check over at third. And now they're going to say that he did not tag up safe. So that will take a run away. And they say that Benjamin Bailey did not tag up at third respectfully. And now Quiroz is complaining to our home plate umpire, Elliot Melton. They said that Benjamin Bailey took off before Brian Gonzalez was able to make the catch out in right field. So now that will become the second out of the inning. Isn't that right? Scoreboard still says 4-1 here at Salem. As Dobbins fires the first pitch on the way to James Pierre, grounder towards his way. It's scooped up by Bonassi. Throw to first in time for out number three. So the Kannapolis Cannonballers are up for 4-1 for a moment in time. But one of the rarest plays you will ever see in baseball as Benjamin Bailey took off from third base before Gonzalez made the catch out in right field. Takes that run away. And the Salem Red Sox do give up two runs on the inning. And Kannapolis leads 3-1. A lot unpacked here in the top of the fourth inning. Cannonballers up by two on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where all chaos is breaking loose here on Christmas and July night. Not only is it one of the hotter days of the year, but it's also Christmas music blaring throughout the stadium. But one of the weirdest plays you will see in all of baseball was made in the top of the fourth inning. So, what happened? Well, we'll break it down for you. Wilbur Sanchez popped up out towards right field, and Brian Gonzalez made a catch for the Salem Red Sox. It was good enough for the first out of the inning. As we start things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning with Brandon Bonassi at the plate. First pitch shot straight back, just a little bit below us for ball number one. strike number one on that one as Brayer Bonassi goes down 0-1 in the count. Pitch is away, and it will drop into the zone for strike number two. But revisiting that play, when Brian Gonzalez made the catch, Benjamin Bailey tagged up from third. As here's the 0-2 pitch to Bonassi, and this is foul tipped off the end of the barrel and will stay 0-2. But Gonzalez fired a throw into home, and the tag was not made in time, which gave Canapolis a 4-1 lead. But then right before the next at-bat, as the 0-2 pitch is a grounder towards the right side, backhand play by Atwood, throw over to first in time for one. But Bailey scored, making it a 4-1 ball game. But then the Salem Red Sox had one of those appeals and a throwback to third base to make sure that Bailey did not take off early. And most of the times, it does go in the way of the runner scoring, saying that the runner stayed on time. But this time it was different, as Miller will watch the breaker miss inside for ball number one. Elliot Melton, our home plate umpire, said that Bailey took off before Gonzalez was able to make the catch, and it was an unsuccessful tag up, as Miller will watch the pitch drop into the zone for strike number one. So Dobbins threw it over to third base in Paulino. He put the right foot on the bag. And then Melton called it out. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Miller, and this sounds like a busted bat down the right field side, and will get out of play for strike number two. So that was a wild end to the fourth inning. And Quiroz, the manager of the Canapolis Cannonballers, was fired up. And, you know, for Elliot Melton, I don't know how he kept him in the game. I mean, Quiroz was laying it out on Melton. But great patience by our home plate umpire. Kept Quiroz in the game, and knows is a tough play for a manager. I mean, that play hardly works out for the defense, but it did that time, and it keeps it a 3-1 ball game, and it actually was a double play in its own side for Salem. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Miller, and it will skip in front of home plate for ball number two. Meanwhile, in all of this that is happening, we have a new pitcher into the game. It is Noah Owen, number 32, and the right-handed pitcher that stands at 6'4". Has checked into the game as Miller, hot shot grounder, first base side, and it will ricochet off of Veraz out towards foul territory for a base hit. And a tough play for Veraz, but it will count as an error against the Canapolis Cannonballers, and it will be Tyler Miller getting aboard safely. So to keep you up with all the madness that is happening here at Salem, it is a 3-1 Red Sox lead. And now Gilberto Mexicano comes to the plate. First pitch skies it up out towards right center field. Gladney moving to his right, but instead it's Beard who moves off to his left who makes the catch for out number two. So one of the most odd innings we're going to have this season, probably in that top of the fourth inning. But here in the bottom of the fourth, we're going to see how the Salem Red Sox are able to respond with the deficit. They haven't been behind from the Canapolis Cannonballers all that much this series. As the first pitch to Gonzalez breaks into the zone for a called strike one. Gonzalez a 1-1 batter today for the Salem Red Sox as he singled back in the second inning. 0-1 count, Miller at first base with two away, and Gonzalez will foul this off and back towards the concourse area for strike number two. So 0 balls and 2 strikes with two away, 3-1 Canapolis lead in the bottom of the fourth. 0-1 steps and delivers, hot shot grounded from Gonzalez, it will go foul just to the left of third base. And that most likely saves Canapolis from giving up a run because of the way that ball was bouncing out towards left field. Miller was moving with two outs. So the count will stay at 0 balls and 2 strikes. And Miller with that lead at first base. Miller goes, 0-2 pitch. Gonzalez sizes up towards center field. Beard moving back now comes in and makes the grab for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox are unable to come into this two-run deficit as they continue to trail the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-1 as we enter the fifth right here at Salem. Looking back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Salem Red Sox 3-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. And Kannapolis looks to try to build on their 3-1 lead over the Salem Red Sox. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight on MILB.TV or through the audio stream on the Salem Red Sox website. It's been a fun game so far, maybe a bit confusing at times, but what makes a game special? All the moments that come with it, as Andy Atwood will foul off the first pitch out towards the section 303, as a fan will come away with the free gift from Atwood. So top of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as this is a hot shot from Atwood out to Marcelo Meyer. Makes it look easy with the glove, and the throw is just as sweet to first for out number one. Well, it was a pretty nonchalant play by Marcelo Meyer on the glove side as he was making his way out to shortstop, and probably some people in the audience were thinking, what are you doing, Marcelo? But he was able to recover as we check out the replay on MILB.TV. A little 360 action, and Myers throw to Miller. A little bit of a lunge from the first baseman, but the job is done for out number one. And now we see Wes Kath step up to the plate. First pitch is low for ball number one. Need to say that Hunter Dobbins still in for the Salem Red Sox as Wes Kath busts a barrel on a slow roller to Brainer Bonazzi. He fields it up and throws it to Miller for two. A pair of groundouts to start off the top of the fifth inning. Two up, two down for the Red Sox. So now it's Colby Smelly, the designated hitter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who will make his way down. And both times he has come up to the plate, he has ended off the innings. So Salem is hoping that makes it three in a row for Colby Smelly. First pitch, Smelly will foul this up towards the right field side and into the seats of the general mission area. 3-1 is our score. Kannapolis leads Salem as the Red Sox trail by two runs as the 0-1 pitch to Smelly is fouled up and over the netting into the seats for strike number two. Looking down the bullpen right now, a few pitchers warming up for the Salem Red Sox, but Dobbins looks to try to get out of the inning on this pitch. An 0-2 count with two away. Base paths clear, pitch away, and Smelly fouls it once again towards the right side, but this stays in the ballpark. Well, Kannapolis came out strong in the fourth inning with four straight on-base appearances. Has been so successful here in the fifth as the 0-2 pitch spikes in front of Mayakano's glove for ball number one. Smelly steps back up into the plate. DH trying to keep his on-base streak going. He has 10 so far, but he won't do it here as he goes down looking on the breaky ball by Hunter Dobbins for strike number three. It's a 1-2-3 frame from Hunter Dobbins and the Salem Red Sox, and they keep this a 3-1 scoreline as we move into the fifth here in Salem. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3, the Salem Red Sox 1, as Kier Meredith fouls off the first pitch down the first baseline for strike number 1. 0-1 night for Kier Meredith. He popped up towards the center fielder, James Beard, back in the second as he leads off the fifth inning. 9-1-2 part of the order for the Salem Red Sox, so we'll get to the top of the order yet again here tonight. Owen steps in on the 0-1 pitch to Meredith, and this breaking ball catches the zone for a called strike number 2 by Elliot Melton. Noah Owen looked sharp in his first inning of work. 13 pitches, 12 of them were strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Owen can't get the strike called there as the breaking ball sits up there above the zone for ball number 1. Meredith, a 247 hitter for the Red Sox this season. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball drives upstairs and inside as the count goes to 2-2. So our scoreboard on MILB.TV says 4-1, but it's a 3-1 ball game as Meredith will patiently sit on another breaking ball that misses away for ball number 3. So the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Owen will step in and fire, and it's upstairs for ball number 4. And we just talked about the accuracy that Noah Owen had in that fourth inning. Here in the fifth inning, he has struggled to find the zone with 4 straight pitches that missed away from Kier Meredith. So a free pass for Kier Meredith, and he gets a board to start off the fifth inning. And then right back to the top of the order we go. Edison Paulino, we haven't seen him at the plate since the second inning. That's how the Salem Red Sox offense has sort of struggled in these last few innings as Paulino will be called strike number 1 on the upstairs edge of the zone. 6 hits tonight for the Cannonballers, 5 for the Red Sox, 2 errors for the Red Sox as well. Let's check over back at Meredith at first base. Is not in time as Veras was pleading to the base path umpire of Chad Patterson. Taking a look around some Carolina League scores. A busy night in the Carolina League as Paulino will sit on another pitch, and it's another called strike by Melton. This one on the outside corner, and the leadoff batter for Salem is down 0-2 in the hole. 1-2 night for Paulino, a triple back in the first inning and struck out swinging in the second. Here comes the pitch of Paulino, slow roller, and it gets by Westcath out towards left field. Meredith in the second, Paulino halts at first. It's a 2-3 night for Edison Paulino with the single. So first 2 runners are aboard for the Salem Red Sox. That's pretty good news when they're trailing 3-1 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. But we'll look around the Carolina League and give you some of these score updates. The Carolina Mudcats lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning, while the Downeast Ducks lead the Columbia Fireflies 5-2 in the top of the ninth. Downeast is looking for another big-time win. It'll be 3 straight as Elliot Melton calls a time infraction on Noah Owen. So when Carson Simas comes to the plate, his first pitch towards him will be a 1-0 count. Meredith at second, Paulino at first, and here's the pitch to Simas. He sides it up and pops it up towards shallow center field. Wilbur Sanchez calling everyone off and makes the catch right past the dirt on the infield for out number 1. Both runners hold for the Red Sox. So Simas, who reached safely back in the third inning, is retired against Owen, and Kannapolis is able to move to 1 step closer. They're getting out of the inning, but it will be a tough part of the order to get through as Marcelo Meyer is coming to the plate. An 0-1 night for the Salem Red Sox. He has driven in the sole run for Salem, and the first pitch to Marcelo Meyer will go low and inside for ball number 1. So after the Edison Paulino single towards the left side, both teams with 6 hits tonight. Much more offense than we saw in yesterday's 5-0 Salem Red Sox win as the 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner for strike number 1. It seems to be that place that the pitchers want to toss it, an outside edge. Haven't seen many batters attack the pitchers that grab that outside edge of the zone. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Meyer, check swing, but it drops into the zone regardless for strike number 2. Melton did not point at Meyer and called it like a normal pitch. 1-2 count. Owen with a long look at second steps in, and Meyer will hold back the swing as the pitch misses low for ball two. So even count of two balls, two strikes with one away. Bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 lead for Kannapolis over Salem. A little wind blowing in from center field as Meyer fouls the 2-2 pitch down the first base side. Meanwhile, Augusta Green Jackets lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans with a 3-0 lead as well over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. That game is in the top of the fifth on their end as well. 2-2 pitch to Meyer, a grounder towards the first base side. Verrez will glove it up and tag first and just eat it up and not try to become too aggressive at trying to make a throw at second or third. They elect to take that one force out for out number two of the inning, and they will now try to settle with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate with runners at second and third. A pretty mature play by Wilfred Verrez. We already saw him earlier today be a part of a double play, where it was actually Blaze Jordan at the plate. He grounded out to a 6-3-5 double play as Jordan takes the first pitch for a called strike number one. And one more score to get you caught up on as the Charleston River Dogs lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 1-0 out in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch to Jordan, soft chopper, will go foul down the third base side. Lynchburg has been one of the hottest teams in the Carolina League North Division. Three straight wins for the Hillcats against a Charleston River Dogs side. Now he's competing with Myrtle Beach all throughout that first half of the season in the Carolina League South Division. Jordan rocks the 0-2 pitch out towards left field, but it's right into the glove. Benjamin Bailey for out number three. So the Salem Red Sox strand two base runners on the base paths in the bottom of the fifth inning and are unable to try to break into this two-run deficit as we head to the six here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's already the top of the sixth inning, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Salem Red Sox 3-1 here at Salem. Adenis Bautista, the new pitcher in for the Red Sox, fires a pitch that misses low and away for ball number one. Bautista is making his 23rd appearance out of the bullpen this season for Salem. He has a 2-1 win-loss record with a 3.31 ERA as he fires the 1-0 pitch low of the zone for ball number two. He starts things off against DJ Gladney as the middle of the order is due up with Wilfred Verrez and Benjamin Bailey. Gladney 2-of-2 today with a pair of singles. Coming in the second and the fourth as Gladney holds on a pitch upstairs for ball number three. Bautista has pitched 32 and two-thirds innings of work this year with 22 hits and 12 earned runs allowed. Here comes the 3-0 from Bautista, and Gladney gets the green light and fouls it straight back to the screen for strike number one. Bautista has walked 20 batters and has struck out 32 this season, but what's really good about Bautista's play is opponent's batting average, a 182 so far. Hitter's pitch coming up for Gladney, and it will go inside for ball number four, and Gladney picks up another on-base appearance, this one in the form of a walk. So Gladney gets aboard with the walk to start things off, and now we'll see Wilfred Vuraz make his way down towards the plate. A one of two day for Wilfred Vuraz. On the first pitch, he lifts it up towards center field. Seamus coming in stride and makes the catch for out number one. You remember, Wilfred Vuraz has really attacked the first pitch he has seen today. After striking out in the second inning, he had a one-pitch at-bat in the fourth inning, and it was a single for Vuraz. So that's how he is now 3-of-1 of today. So we move down to another batter who is 2-of-2 today. Benjamin Bailey, this middle of the order, has really cashed in so far. As the throwback to first base gets off the glove of Miller, but not too far for Gladney to take off to second. And the Kannapolis right fielder will just hold at the bag and not try to get into a very difficult situation. When we talk about this middle of the order, they have 5 of the 6 Kannapolis hits so far today. That's just how great they have been, 4 through 6 part of the order, as Bailey will hold on the first pitch and misses low and away for ball number 1. It is worthy information to tell you that a game has gone final in the Carolina League. The Down East Ducks have defeated the Columbia Fireflies by the score of 5-2. With that final score, Down East wins 3 straight games as the 1-0 pitch drops into the zone for a called strike 1. And that's great news for Kannapolis. Hey, you know, they haven't had the greatest week so far in Salem, only winning 1 of their first 4 games. But hey, at least they're not losing ground at Columbia. 1-1 pitch to Bailey, and it misses away for ball 2. But although they are happy that they haven't technically lost the lead of the division, which they could gain today with the win, as they are up 3-1 over Salem. They can try to be all alone in first place, as the 2-1 pitch will miss inside for ball number 3. Bailey isn't the greatest hitter on this Kannapolis side. As we mentioned, he's 2-of-2 today, but he only has a batting average of a 204 this year. 3 home runs, 16 RBIs. But he's into another good position with a 3-1 count. Hitter's pitch by Bautista. He steps in and fires, and Bailey lifts this up towards right center field. Possibly an easy out for Gonzalez. He will track it down and fight the sunlight as he makes the grab for out number 2. Well, a pair of pop-ups have helped Adenis Bautista really recover after that leadoff walk given to DJ Gladney. And now we see Victor Torres, who is actually 0-of-1 today. But one of those at-bats was a sacrifice fly to score DJ Gladney, and the other one was when he reached safely off an error committed by Roberto Mexicano. Bautista makes a throw back towards first base, but the tag is not made in time on DJ Gladney. It was actually this Victor Torres at-bat in the fourth inning that gave Kannapolis this 3-1 lead. A chopper by Torres right over the Miller, but a missed throw from Miller to Mexicano. As the first pitch of the at-bat goes low for ball number 1, Miller made a nice backhanded play at first base, and the throw was accurate towards home, but Mexicano took his glove away as he was more focused on trying to get the throw down to first than the initial tag out at home. Torres, hot shot left side. It gets through Meyer out towards left field for a 2-out single. And Torres has his first hit of the ball game, and his on-base streak has already extended to 11 on the week. But now he is able to get his first hit of the ball game. So we move down the order to Wilbur Sanchez, and it's worthy to note that the Shade has made its way through the right field side, covering the right side of the infield. As here's the first pitch to Sanchez. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and Sanchez goes down 0-1. It's an 0-2 night for Sanchez, and it wasn't initially an 0-2 night. He has pop-up out towards right field in the fourth inning, was at the time believed to give the Kannapolis Cannonballers a 4-1 lead, but Sanchez chopper third base side will go foul as he drops down 0-2 in the count. But Benjamin Bailey, the base runner for Kannapolis, took off at third base before the catch was made by Salem right fielder Brian Gonzalez. And so the sacrifice fly did not occur because the Salem Red Sox threw it back to third base. And Ellie Melton called Bailey out. Maybe it's another chance, though, for Sanchez to grab an RBI with DJ Gladney in scoring position at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Sanchez, and it goes low for ball number one. Runners on first and second for Kannapolis. We just mentioned that Gladney's on at second, but at first is Victor Torres. His single puts Kannapolis ahead of Salem on the hits department tonight. 7-6 lead for the visitors. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Sanchez will watch it miss again to the outside for ball number two. Salem Red Sox trailing the Kannapolis Cannonballers 3-1 here on MILB.TV. Looking around the Carolina League North Division, already one team victorious tonight. We mentioned the Downeast Ducks. Looks like Carolina is on their way to win a game as they're up 10-2 on Delmarva. Here's a 2-2 pitch by Sanchez and a swing and a miss for strike number three. And Adonis Bautista has his first punch out of the night. And Kannapolis strands two base runners in the frame. It remains Kannapolis 3, Salem 1. Can the Red Sox try to fight back this two-run deficit? We'll find out with the bottom of the sixth inning coming up next here at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch on the way to Brainerd Bonassi is outside and low. For ball number one, Noah Owen back in for another inning of work for Kannapolis. First pitcher out of the bullpen today as Bonassi will rip the 1-0 pitch out towards left center field. Beer puts a glove up and it goes over his head. Bonassi at first base, turns to second, will stop at second and won't move towards third as it's a leadoff double by Brainerd Bonassi. And the Salem Red Sox bring the tying run to the plate. Well, did not take long for the Salem Red Sox to get things going in the sixth inning, as Beard is a very quick center fielder for the Cannonballers, but he could not track it down in time to make the catch to get the innings opening out. So we will see Tyler Miller, who is 0-2 tonight, try to make his presence felt here in the sixth. Owens pitch and Miller with a swing, and he can't connect with the breaking ball for strike number one. 3-1 ball game. Kannapolis leads Salem, and the Red Sox have been scoreless in the last four innings of play. Owen fires back to second, and the throw gets away from the shortstop of Sanchez. It's out towards center field. Beard's throw over to Westcath is not in time, and Bonassi takes advantage of a Kannapolis error, and he advances to third. Well, Sanchez was pleading for the pitcher and Owen to throw it back over, but Owen's throw was just a little bit too low into the left side, and Bonassi stepped a quick, slid head first, and Beard's throw was on the money towards Westcath, but it wasn't in time to get the Salem second baseman. So now Miller will swing at the 0-1 pitch and foul it down the first base side to make the count go 0-2. Well, Brandon Bonassi's double is the first extra base hit on the evening for the Salem Red Sox since the first inning when Edison Paulino tripled out towards right center field. 0-2 pitch to Miller, and he will chop this one foul down the first base side yet again. And the count will stay at 0-2. Miller had reached the 30 RBI point this week against Kannapolis. 9 home runs on the season, a 204 batter for Salem. Pitch away, and Tyler Miller blooper over Sanchez's head in the center. It scores Brandon Bonassi, and it cuts this 2-run deficit in half, as it's Kannapolis 3, Salem 2, an RBI single for Tyler Miller. Back-to-back base hits from the 5-6 part of the order, and Miller just got enough of the baseball to put over Sanchez's head as it trickled out towards left center field. And it's a good feeling for Miller, RBI number 31 of the season. And he now is the tying run for the Salem Red Sox at first. Gilberto Mayacano at the plate, first pitch by Owen, a called strike one on the 80-mile-per-hour delivery. So what an odd game we've had so far between Kannapolis and Salem. It's been one of the most entertaining series we've seen all season, just because of the rarity of how many things have occurred. As Mayacano rips the 0-1 pitch deep out towards center field, but James Beard is there to make the inning's first out by squeezing the baseball and a line drive grab. So Mayacano drops to 0-3 on the evening for the Red Sox. And now it's Brian Gonzalez, a 1-of-2 batter today. The right fielder of the Salem Red Sox singled back in the second inning and flew out towards the center fielder Beard back in the fourth. First pitch to Gonzalez, a breaking ball that catches the zone for a called strike number one. And Gonzalez hasn't been in Salem for all too long, but he's been a pretty good force for Salem. And especially with his first home series for the Red Sox, grounder over to Sanchez at short, the flip over to Atwood for one, the throw to Gladney, and it's not in time, 4-2. It's just one out at second. Atwood's throw to Veraz at first could not get the runner of Brian Gonzalez, so Salem's number 28 will be safe at first base off the fielder's choice. So the lead runner is retired as Miller goes back towards the dugout, and Gonzalez is now at first base. Keir Meredith at the plate, first pitch, a breaker that's in the zone for strike number one. 3-2 game, Kannapolis leads Salem as Tyler Miller's RBI single caused a 2-run deficit to one for the Red Sox. An 0-1 pitch in the works for Meredith, and the breaker is in there for strike number two. The tag back to first, not in time, as Torres made a throw down to Veraz at first, and Gonzalez slides in just in time to beat out the tag. O-2 count, pitch to Meredith, and the fastball misses away for ball one. Meredith has one on-base appearance today. He came with the walk back in the fifth inning, and he flew out towards the center fielder Beard back in the second. Very popular man to pop up to today. As Meredith will swing and miss on the 1-2 pitch as it's into the glove of Torres for strike number three. And just like that, Noah Owen has his first punch out of the game, and it comes in a situation to close off the sixth inning. But the Salem Red Sox are able to add a run to their name, but they still trail Kannapolis 3-2 as we head into the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A new pitcher into the ballgame for the Salem Red Sox is now number 23, Maceo Campbell, as he'll start against the number 9 hitter, James Beard, with a fastball that misses upstairs for ball number 1. 3-2 is our new score. Kannapolis leads Salem in the top of the 7th inning. We're heading into that clutch time of the game now for these two sides as the 1-0 pitch will miss low and away for ball number 2. Maceo Campbell, a right-handed pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, is making his 22nd appearance for the Salem side out of the bullpen this season. 2-0 pitch by Campbell, and this one will go low and past the glove of May Cano towards the backstop for ball number 3. So a little bit more about Maceo Campbell. He's a 4-2 record with an ERA of a 3.71. 34 innings pitched this season. He's given up 27 hits and 14 earned runs. 3-0 pitch. Beard hot shot to Meyer. A few hops in the shortstop's glove. And the throw over to first is a little off the money as Miller can't keep the right foot on the bag. And Beard is safe into first. An error against Marcelo Meyer starts off the inning here in the 7th. It was a great catch by Miller off the throw by Marcelo Meyer, but by the time James Beard got there, Miller could not recover in time to keep that foot on the bag, and our base path umpire and Chad Patterson was all over the call. So Beard is safe at first, the third error of the game for the Salem Red Sox, and now it's the top of the order with Andy Atwood. So Campbell takes a long look inside, steps and delivers, and the breaking ball catches the zone for strike number 1. So Kannapolis with a 1-run lead in a very popular score this week, a 3-2 score. Salem has won by that score 2 times earlier in the series. As Campbell checks back in at James Beard at first, and Miller's tag is just not in time. That's how the Salem Red Sox won the series opener as well as the game on Thursday night. Meanwhile, on Friday night, the Red Sox are able to shut out the Kannapolis Cannonballers by a 5-0 final. Beard goes off, and here's the throw from Mayakano, and it is in time. Bonassi delivers the tag, and Beard is caught stealing, and the Red Sox get their first out of the 7th. Pitch was into the zone for strike number one, but the throw down to second from Mayakano. Bonassi was there. And the count's now an even 1-1. Campbell follows it up with a pitch that goes low for ball number 2. And now the count reached 2-1. Base path's clear now for Kannapolis. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Atwood, hard hit, ball down the left field line. This is fair. It rolls all the way to the wall. Keir Meredith is there to pick it up. Atwood at first will trek down to second base, and it's a 1-out double for this Kannapolis leadoff hitter. He is now 2-4 today, and he's in the scoring position for Kannapolis. It only makes you think what could have happened if James Beard were to not be caught stealing on that play. The Cannonballers most definitely would have built back up to a 2-run advantage. But Atwood doubles, and now Westcath at the plate. The lone left-handed hitter in the lineup today for the Cannonballers as the throw back to second base, and they get Atwood. Kannapolis' number 12 was dancing too much on the base path, and he took a step away from the bag, and Campbell noticed it and threw right back to Meyer at second. And a good job by Meyer to get there and deliver the tag in time to put Atwood away. So not only was James Beard caught stealing, but Andy Atwood was also picked off in this inning, and Kath's first pitch goes low of the zone for ball number 1. Well, a tough break there for Andy Atwood. He just picked up his second double of the season, but he's retired for the second out of the frame. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Kath. It's a fastball that locates at 93 miles per hour for strike number 1. A little breeze at the ballpark, but nothing too significant to change the direction of most of these balls today. 1-1 pitch on the way to Westcath, and this fastball misses low for ball number 2. It's a Cannonballers 3-2 lead over the Red Sox, and defense has been in the spotlight in the 7th inning. Caught stealing and in a pickoff attempt, The play successful. 2-1 pitch is low to Mayicano. And West Cath will enjoy seeing the count go to 3-1. Hitter's pitch coming up for Cath. Here's the 3-1, and Cath lifts it up towards the left side. Could be playable for Paulino as he makes his way up, but it's about two or three rows up the third base side. So the count goes full with 3-2. And Maceo Campbell comes in for Adenis Bautista, who only pitched one inning for the Salem Red Sox. He did give up a base hit to Victor Torres, but did not give up an earned run in his showing. Here's the 3-2 from Campbell. Cath lifts this up, and it's foul right towards our left here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Just a friendly reminder that the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers will play for the series finale tomorrow at 5.05 p.m. right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Here's a 3-2 pitch by Campbell, and Cath will drive this out towards right field. Gonzalez coming in, and it lands in front of the right fielder for a base hit. Cath trying to turn two. Throw to second, and it is not in time as Cath is able to get his hand underneath Meyer's tag on the second attempt, and the double is successful. Wow, what aggressive base running from Wes Cath as he launches it out towards right field. The first thought was, can Gonzalez hawk this down? He couldn't, and it bounced past him a bit, but then Carson Simas noticed Cath was heading towards second. It was a good throw, but notice this. There was no call after the first attempt. Cath missed the base. Meyer missed the tag, but Cath was able to reach his right hand out in time before Meyer was able to lay it down for out number three. So now Colby Smelly at the plate, and I don't know if they're going to count this as a double for West Cath, or they will count it as a single, an advancement on an error. But it never hit the glove of Gonzalez, so I'm going to go with it being a double there. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Smelly, and it's inside and off the glove of Mayicano. It spits out towards the backstop, and Cath is in the third. So the official ruling has been declared as a double. 14th on the season for the Kannapolis third baseman. And now he's in the third base after a pass ball off the glove of Mayicano. Count with two away in the top of the seventh. 3-2 Cannonballers lead. Here's the pitch, and Smelly will foul this up and towards the right side for strike number one. An 0-3 day for the Kannapolis designated hitter. Smelly grounded out in his first two at-bats and then struck out in his third at-bat as time is called by the batter of Smelly. He has a 2-1 count lead. Red Sox are able to cut into their two-run deficit with one run back in the sixth. And here's the 2-1 pitch. It's inside and off the glove of Mayicano, but not far enough away from the Salem catcher to give West Cath the green light towards home. Hitter's pitch coming up for Colby Smelly. He has 23 RBIs this season for the Cannonballers, and he would love to make it 24 in this at-bat. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it goes low for ball four, and Maceo Campbell walks Colby Smelly, and now runners on the corners with DJ Gladney coming to the plate. But first, pitching coach Nick Green will jog out and talk with Maceo Campbell, as well as the catcher of Gilberto Mayicano. So, believe it or not, the way this inning has gone has been odd, to say the least. No batter has been retired at the plate or in his at-bat, to say. James Beard was caught stealing. Andy Atwood was also picked off at second base. And then West Cath doubled. And now Colby Smelly is on first base with a walk. Two outs in the inning. Kannapolis leads 3-2 over Salem. And we'll do a little game recap here as Nick Green makes his way back towards the dugout. Red Sox struck first in the matchup with one run back in the bottom of the first inning, but Kannapolis quickly took that away with one run of their own in the top of the second. And then the Cannonballers added two runs in the top of the fourth inning to get themselves a two-run advantage as DJ Gladney will swing and miss for strike number one only for Salem to bring one back in the bottom half of the sixth inning. But now in the top of the seventh, Kannapolis looks as if they might be in position to extend their lead. Wes Kath at third base, Colby Smelly at first base, and DJ Gladney, who is 2 of 2 today, is at the plates as the pitch will go inside and hit the left arm of DJ Gladney, making now 4 on-base appearances for the Kannapolis cleanup hitter. Had a pair of singles and a walk in his last 3 plate appearances, and now a hit-by-pitch will load the bases for Wilfred Verass. So that one has to sting a bit for DJ Gladney, but he gets the free pass down the first base, and now this at-bat could be the difference maker in tonight's game as Wilfred Verass will swing and miss on the first pitch for strike number 1. Bases are loaded for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wes Kath at third base, Colby Smelly at second base, and DJ Gladney at first. Top of the order has certainly done their job here in the seventh inning. 0-1 pitch to Verass. Slow chopper towards the right side. Campbell can't get him. Miller can. Throw back to first, and it slides past Campbell. Kath scores, as well as Smelly. It's a 5-2 Kannapolis lead over the Salem Red Sox. The fourth error of the night against Salem cost them as they trail by 3. Well, you could see on the replay, an odd chopper, and Miller tried to just flick it over to Campbell, but the play was never really there as Campbell was falling forward towards the bag, and Luke Mons has seen enough from Maceo Campbell. 2 runners in scoring position for Kannapolis. DJ Gladney at third base, Wilfred Verass at second. It's a Kannapolis 5-2 lead over the Salem Red Sox, and there'll be a new pitcher out of the Salem Red Sox bullpen when we come back after the break here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to the top of the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. New picture in for the Salem Red Sox, number 22, Miguel Suero, as he tries to put this frame to an end. It's the Cannonballers 5, it is the Red Sox 2. First pitch on the way to Benjamin Bailey outside for ball number 1. It's already been a great inning for Kannapolis as they have added 2 runs to their name to grab the biggest lead of the night. 5-2 is the new score here in Salem. A 1-0 count coming up towards Benjamin Bailey, a 2-of-3 night so far as Bailey rips this out towards center field and Seamus makes the catch for out number 3. It saves a couple runs. Suero comes in, does his job, But Kannapolis does enjoy that two-run top of the seventh inning. 5-2, Kannapolis on top of Salem. We'll see if the Red Sox offense is able to get going as we have the top of the order, two up next after Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh inning. The Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 5-2. And it's the top of the order for the Salem Red Sox. Edison Paulino, Carson Simos, and Marcelo Meyer all to bat. First pitch by Paulino is a breaking ball that misses low for ball number one. As we still see number 32, right-handed pitcher Noah Owens still in the game for Kannapolis. His fourth inning of work as Paulino will swing and miss on the 1-0 pitch for strike number one. So it's been a great game offensively from both sides. Kannapolis with 10 hits, Salem with 8, but it's the Cannonballers that are enjoying the 3-run lead at the time. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Owen locates in the zone for a called strike number two. 241 hitter on the season, 7 home runs for Paulino, including his 7th earlier in the series, as Paulino with a hot shot to Andy Atwood. Weird ground up, but he able to make the throw to first in time for out number one. So with that, Paulino has had a pattern of base hit, out, base hit, out. 2-4 today for the Salem Red Sox leadoff hitter. And now Carson Simos at the plate. First pitch by Simos will go inside with the breaking ball for ball number one. An 0-3 day for Carson Simos. He does have one on-base appearance, though, that did come with an error back in the third inning. 1-0 pitch to Simos. This fastball is upstairs for ball number two. So the Red Sox are not in a dangerous territory just yet. It's still the seventh inning in a 3-run ball game, but you would love for their offense to get going as the 2-0 is able to locate on the inside bottom corner for the strike one call. Two balls, one strike, base paths clear. Pitch on the way to Sima, sent opposite field, and it's just foul. About 5 feet foul to the right side of that right field foul line, and Sima was that close. Breaking out an extra base hit. 5-2 lead, Kannapolis over Salem. And here's the 2-2 pitch to Simos. Fastball upstairs for ball number three. If the Red Sox go on to lose this game, there will be one number that they look at and they'll feel disgusted about. The errors. 4 committed by the home team today. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Simos. A swing and a miss on an off-speed delivery by Owen. And he has another punch out, his 2nd of the day. And it's 2 up, 2 down here in the 7th. So Simos drops to 0-4 on the evening for the Salem Red Sox. And we move down the order to number 10, Marcelo Meyer. He's been all over the place today as well. Has an RBI. But outside of that, 0 of 2 today. As he swings on the first pitch and foul tips into the glove of Torres with a strike one. Talk about that 0 of 2. He's 0 of 2 because he had a sacrifice fly back in the first inning as the 0-1 pitch to Meyer just below the zone for ball one. One-one pitch with the base paths clears on the way. Meyer rips this up the middle, and it goes over the glove of Sanchez out towards center for a base hit. Marcelo Meyer grabs a single with two outs in the seventh and improves to 1-3 on the evening. So the inning stays alive to bring up the cleanup hitter of Blaze Jordan. And this heart of the order could get something going as the first pitch to Jordan is swung on and missed for strike number one. Blaze Jordan, one of the more aggressive batters we have seen in the Carolina League this season. Most likely, the first pitch is going to be swung on by Jordan. And he doesn't know, care, or what it is, but he's taking a hack at it. He does so on the 0-1 pitch, but it's fouled straight up towards left center field. Bailey coming in hot, and he catches the ball in stride for out number three as Jordan drops to 1-4 on the day. So the Salem Red Sox strand one base runner with Marcelo Meyer and are unable to break into this 5-2 deficit. Eighth inning up next at Salem. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the top of the eighth inning. It's the Kannapolis Cannonballers 5, the Salem Red Sox 2, as the bottom three of the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is due up with Victor Torres, Wilbur Sanchez, and James Beard. Torres in the batter's box, a 1-2 day for the Kannapolis catcher, and Miguel Suero's first pitch is fouled up the third base side for strike number one. Well, some scores have gone final in the Carolina League today, as we will give you that information right here in the top of the eighth inning. The Carolina Mudcats defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 10-2. A big win for the Mudcats, who improved to 9-11 on the second half of the season as Torres fouls up the second pitch of the at-bat towards the right side for strike number two. So a pair of foul balls for Victor Torres has him down 0-2 in the count. A sacrifice fly back in the second, and a reach base on an error in the fourth, and then a single in the sixth. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Torres, and he lifts this up towards the opposite side, and it's out of play out in the right field area, and will stay at 0-2. Another game that has gone final, the Downeast Ducks defeat the Columbia Fireflies 5-2, and make that three straight wins for the Ducks, and now a second half record of 12-7. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Suero, and Torres will foul this off the handle area of the bats and straight back into the screen, and the count holds at 0-2. So Downey's has been closing in on the Fredericksburg Nationals. They came in today with a 2.5-game deficit of that first-place spot. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Torres, a hot shot grounded to Meyer. It's scooped up, and the throw to first base is on the money for out number one. So one away in the top of the eighth inning. 5-2, Kannapolis leads Salem. Another routine play for the shortstop of Marcelo Meyer to get the first out of the inning. It's been a little sloppy game defensively. 4 errors by the Red Sox, but they aren't entirely out of the matchup just yet, as Wilbur Sanchez will swing and miss on the 94-mile-per-hour fastball for strike number one. Speaking about the Fredericksburg Nationals, when it comes to the second half of the season, they are trailing the Augusta Green Jackets 9-0. As Sanchez fouls off the 0-1 pitch into the screen for strike number two. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Pelicans looking to add on as well with runners on the corners. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and Sanchez will swing and miss for strike number three. And Miguel Suero has his first strikeout of the night. It's back-to-back times at the plate that Sanchez has gone down swinging. Two up, two down, and we move down to James Beard, the right-handed batter who reached safely back in the seventh inning off an error committed by Marcelo Meyer. Started off the big two-run inning for Kannapolis to move themselves into a very comfortable three-run lead. And I say that as if it's a huge margin. It's not really that big, but the time of the game, it feels sort of safe. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Beard, and it misses low and away for ball number one. Meanwhile, the Charleston River Dogs have just extended their lead over the Lynchburg Hillcats 4-0 out in Lynchburg today as Suero fires a strike on the 1-1 pitch. Suero is a pitcher who we would love to see turn it up for the Salem Red Sox. A 7.99 ERA, making his 21st appearance today. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swung on a miss by James Beard, and it's a 1-2-3 inning by Miguel Suero. He has retired 4 straight batters on the defensive side, and he gets back-to-back punch-outs in the eighth. So it's a 5-2 Kannapolis lead. We move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Noah Owen coming out for another inning of work. We have Brayer Bonazzi, Tyler Miller, and Gilberto Maycano do up after good old Sweet Caroline at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead 5-2 as Brayer Bonazzi swings on the first pitch and drives it opposite field, but it lands in foul territory for strike number one. 1-2 night for Bonazzi. He doubled his last time up in the sixth inning after walking in the first and grounding out in the third. Red Sox will have the 5-6-7 part of the order due up as Bonassi will take the second pitch of the at-bat low for ball number one. So a three-run lead for the Cannonballers as they look to snap this two-game losing streak. And remember, prior to the series against Salem, they have won five straight games as Owen fires a fastball above the zone for ball number two. Still pretty successful when you take a look at that second half of the season, a 12-7 record, as a 2-1 pitch breaks into the outside corner for a called strike two. So Bonassi trying to spark plug the offense again like he did in the sixth in the leadoff spot. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on a miss for strike number three. And Bonassi is retired at the plate. And Noah Owen has his third punch out of the day. So we move down the order to Tyler Miller, number 14 left-handed batter for the Salem Red Sox. And so far today, a 1-3 showing as he will be patient on the first pitch as it misses just outside for ball number one. 1-0 pitch on the way to Miller, and it's inside another fastball, but this one is mislocated again for ball number two. We'll take this bomb in the eighth inning to get you a little update across the Boston Red Sox organization and look into some of their scores as the 2-0 pitch to Miller is just off the plate for ball number three. Starting with the AAA level, the Worcester Red Sox lead the Norfolk Tides 4-2 down at Harbor Park. Also in the Commonwealth of Virginia this week, taking on the AAA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles as Miller will hold on a 3-0 pitch and watch it come the whole way down for strike number one. Worcester now 46-42 on the season, Norfolk at 43-45, and the 3-1 pitch is upstairs for ball number four, and Tyler Miller has reached base safely on three separate occasions today. They've all come in a row. An error back in the fourth inning allowed him to reach safe by the first baseman of Veras. Then a single in the sixth and now a walk in the eighth. So now Gilberto Mexicano will come to the plate as he looks to try to put that 0-3 day behind him. Was at one point hitting around 290 for the Salem side, and the first pitch breaks low, and it gets past Torres towards the backstop. So Miller takes off towards second base, and he's in the scoring position. Mexicano at a 1-0 count. He has grounded out, he has flown out, and he has lined out today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Mexicano gets underneath of this and sends this a mile high. Will be playable for West Cath. He's out by the warning track in foul territory, and he makes the grab for out number two. Well, Cath was fighting with real estate in that part of it. But he just had enough space between himself and the fence to make the catch for out number two. And now we look at the score. 5-2 seems a little bit more scary, especially with two outs in the inning. But Brian Gonzalez is here, folks, and he's 1-3 today, and he swings at the first pitch as it's into the dirt for strike number one. And on the backswing by Gonzalez, the barrel got a piece of Victor Torres. Good news that the Cannonballers catcher is A-OK. Just saw the thumbs up towards the Kannapolis dugout. But Owen puts Gonzalez 0-1 in the hole. Meanwhile, the AA affiliates of the Boston Red Sox, the Portland Sea Dogs, trailed the Somerset Patriots 7-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Gonzalez, a breaking ball that's off the plate for ball number one. Even count here for Gonzalez. And the Portland Sea Dogs doing a great job in the Eastern League North Division. I know, two directions, right? But hey, they're doing well in their division. Eight of their last 10 games have been winning results as Gonzalez fouls the 1-1 pitch straight back to go 1-2 in the count. Also, they've been the best offensive team in the Eastern League. 110 runs scored. They also have the best differential of a plus 35. So great job by them in the second half. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Gonzalez, and he goes down swinging at the plate for strike number three. Owen gets two strikeouts in the inning for Kannapolis, and Salem cannot cut in to this three-run deficit. One last chance for the Cannonballers to extend their lead as they lead 5-2 over Salem. We'll see what they're able to do as they have the top of the order coming up in the ninth as they'll go against a new Salem Red Sox pitcher. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the ninth inning, folks, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Salem Red Sox 5-2 on MILB.TV. Felix Cepeda, the new pitcher into the game. First pitch to Andy Atwood. Backhanded play by Miller, and Cepeda covers the bag at first to get the out number one of the inning. So a tough stretch for Felix Cepeda as he's going against the top of the order that did excellent in the top of the seventh inning to really put Kannapolis in a little bit of out of reach of the Cannonballers. Actually, Kannapolis will be out of the reach of the Salem Red Sox in that situation. So Wes Kath at the plate, and first pitch, a fastball that will miss inside and low for ball number one. But anywho, good job by Cepeda and Tyler Miller to get out number one. And now here's the 1-0 pitch by Cepeda. Hard hit ground to right side. This time it's Bonassi who scoops up and makes a throw to Miller in time for out number two. So a pair of ground outs to the right side have paid off for the Salem Red Sox. And we should say happy belated birthday to Felix Cepeda. He turned 22 years old yesterday for the Salem Red Sox. So happy birthday, Felix Cepeda. Did not pitch yesterday, but is getting a look at it today, an international free agent signee back in 2017. As the first pitch will catch the outside corner for a called strike one by Elliot Melton. Smelly today is 0 of 3. He walked his last time up in the seventh, though, as he will swing and miss and actually foul tip it into the glove of Mexicano for strike number two. So Cepeda trying to pull off a 1-2-3 inning in the top of the ninth inning and keep this a 5-2 ball game. Cepeda with the kick and the deal, and Smelly will lift this up towards right field. And Gonzalez has all the shade in the world now as he makes the catch for out number three. Well, that's what the doctor ordered. A 1-2-3 inning in the eighth and a 1-2-3 inning in the ninth. But now it's time for the offense. They need three runs to tie. They need four to win this baseball game in the ninth inning. We'll see what is able to occur. 9-1-2 part of the order for the Salem Red Sox when we return after this. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, it's due time for the Salem Red Sox. It's a 5-2 Kannapolis lead over Salem, and we'll see if the Cannonballers are able to hold on and win this baseball game, where the Red Sox are able to come from behind as they trail 5-2 to Kannapolis, as the Cannonballers look to get three more outs to seal the deal today. New pitcher in for Kannapolis, it is number 11, Nick Gallagher, who comes into the game to pitch for this Kannapolis side as he looks to try to get the save and get Kannapolis their second win of the series. Gallagher went to University of Iowa and was a free agent signee in this 2022 calendar year. First time we're seeing him pitch this series for Kannapolis. It will be started off with Keir Meredith, and they'll be followed by the top of the order with Edison Paulino and Carson Simos. First pitch to Meredith, a hard chopper right over to the first baseman to Gallagher, and he'll do it himself. That pitcher has some great 40-yard speed. He went right off the rubber and fielded the grounder and just kept hustling to first and made the tag in time for out number one. A ground out, one unassisted. You don't see that much in minor league baseball, but that's how this ninth inning gets underway. Gallagher has been pretty solid this season. I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's been able to do out of the bullpen as he fires a first pitch and misses away for ball number one to Edison Paulino. He has a 0.00 ERA in the 5 1/3 innings that he's pitched. He's allowed one hit, one run. It wasn't even earned. As the 1-0 pitch goes inside and low for ball number two. 10 strikeouts, opponent's batting average of a .067. His only hit's been given up to a lefty, but that's good news for Salem because we have a ton of lefties in our lineup, including Paulino with a 2-0 count, but the pitch is into the zone for a called strike number one. Gallagher has had one save opportunity this season, and he converted on it. So he's going to try to go for number two today. 2-1 pitch to Paulino. It's away, and it's a chopper down the first base side, but it dances foul for strike number two. We'll see if Paulino is able to keep the pattern going with base hit out, base hit out. We'd love for him to get a base hit as he is 2-4 today. Even count pitch, 2-2. Paulino lifts his up down the left side. West Cap moving back towards foul territory. Left fielder coming in, and it falls in neither one of their gloves. And foul territory as Paulino will have to work back towards the batter's box. Well, tough play there. West Cath coming all the way down, sliding feet first, and just couldn't get to there in time. Incredible effort by West Cath, indeed, who has made some good plays out at third base today, especially with catching a pop-up in foul territory right along the fence back in the eighth inning. So Paulino is happy to see him survive for another pitch. 2-2 count on the way to Paulino, and this is a chopper that goes foul down the first base side once again. So the count holds at 2-2. It's Kannapolis 5, Salem 2. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Cannonballers are two outs away from snapping their two-game losing streak and retaining sole possession of first place in the Carolina League South Division. 2-2 pitch, and Paulino will swing and miss as it's foul tipped into the glove of Victor Torres for strike number three. And with that strike, it makes it two up, two down, a strikeout for Nick Gallagher. And it's now time for Carson Simos. Hasn't been the prettiest day, 1-4 on the evening, but a chance to turn around with two outs. First pitch, he will swing on a slider and miss for strike number one. A pair of strikeouts today for Carson Simos, one in the first, one in the seventh. But he was able to get a board in this ball game as it will be swing and foul tip down the first base side. It's starting off foul. Looks like it's going to stay foul, and it's eventually picked up by Nick Gallagher. Having a little spin on it, it was flirting with coming back into fair territory, and I don't think Carson Simos was really hoping that it was. Take a look at this one on the replay. An odd spin right in front of home plate. It started off foul, and Simos just had to keep on going and making sure that if it does roll fair, it's not the last out of the game. But Simos is down to his last strike. The count is 0-2, a two away. Gallagher steps in. Seamus will swing and miss. And it's foul tipped into the glove for strike number three. They weren't swings and misses. They did make contact in those last two at-bats, but they do the same as Nick Gallagher comes in and clinches this game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers with back-to-back punch-outs. And Kannapolis takes the win over Salem, a 5-2 final score. And we'll jump in some replays here on MILB.TV in the later stages of the Salem Red Sox post-game show. For Kannapolis, this is their second win of the week. And with that result, they improved to 39-47 on the season, while the Salem Red Sox dropped to 45-41. And a tough loss for the Salem Red Sox, because the way that it looks out in North Augusta, South Carolina, it looks as if the Fredericksburg Nationals will lose yet another game, and an unfortunate opportunity that the Salem Red Sox could not make up a game on the Nationals. But for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they've been pretty much tied with Columbia all week long, but now they are definitely happy to say that they have sole possession of first place in the Carolina League South Division, which it comes to the second half standings. And this series isn't over yet at determining which team is on the better end. Three wins by the Salem Red Sox, two wins by the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and this one was a good effort today. An odd baseball game once again, four errors by the Salem Red Sox. We had a little bit of it all today on the Saturday evening at Salem Memorial Ballpark, but the Red Sox are unable to try to come from behind and try to win this baseball game. Gallagher gets the save. Yeah, it's going to probably be Cole Seamus who wins this one. Let's check out some highlights here. Bottom of the first inning as Edison Paulino starts things off hot with the triple out towards the right center gap as he slides in for a leadoff triple. Later, he does score in the game as now Carson Seamus will make a catch on a nice line out, but DJ Gladney will score for Kannapolis and make it a 1-1 ball game. And this is when it opened up, a ground ball from Tyler Miller to throw back home off the glove of Mayakano. DJ Gladney scores, as well as Wilford Veraz, and it was a 3-1 Kannapolis lead, but not before Tyler Miller lifts that one right over Wilbur Sanchez's head at shortstop, and it scores Brayer Bonassi, make it a 3-2 game. But then later on in the frame, we get to see some excellent plays, especially on the defensive side as well. And Kannapolis with the bases loaded. Here's a soft chopper to the right side. Miller to Suera, and it goes right past Campbell's glove. One run scores, two score for Kannapolis, and it makes it a 5-2 ball game. And Nick Gallagher comes in and gets the job done as he strikes out Carson Seamus to win this baseball game 5-2 over the Salem Red Sox. So a Kannapolis Cannonballers win, a 5-2 final score. Four errors today by the Salem Red Sox in the contest. That will be something that the Red Sox will reflect on and realize that's where the game was lost in today's action. 10 hits for Kannapolis, 9 hits for Salem, and Kannapolis takes this Saturday night matchup between the Salem Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We had a little bit of all today. We had a brotherly battle out on the field as Cole Seamus pitched for the Kannapolis Cannonballers and Carson Seamus bat for the Salem Red Sox. But it's a final score, and the visiting side is able to win on Christmas in July 9th. Not very nice of Kannapolis. They deserve some coal after ruining Christmas in July night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A 5-2 final. Kannapolis is the winner today over Salem. My name is Andy Losi. Thank you for spending your Saturday night with us here on MILB.TV, as well as the audio stream on SalemRedSox.com. This will do it from this Saturday night. 5-2 the final score. The Kannapolis Cannonballers win today's baseball game. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Saturday night. Enjoy your Sunday. And just remember, folks, these two teams will face off one more time this series at 5:05 p.m. on Sunday evening right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, or, of course, on MILB.TV and the audio stream as well. Have a wonderful Saturday night. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are victorious 5-2 over the Salem Red Sox.